Last Friday, Progress Energy submitted a request to Florida's energy regulators to increase their customers' bills by 31%. But activists who oppose the rate hike are using the web to organize. Among the reasons Progress Energy gives for needing to increase the rates they charge customers are increased cost of fuel and two proposed nuclear reactors in Levy County. C.J. Drake is a spokesperson for Progress Energy Florida.
Last week, Progress Energy announced that the costs of fuel that we project for next year, plus the cost of building new nuclear generation, and the costs of complying with environmental programs will add approximately 31% to a residential bill for 1,000 kilowatt hours starting in January, if those increases are approved by the Florida Public Service Commission.
The nuclear plants were approved by Florida's Public Service Commission, or PSC, in July. The construction costs of the nuclear power plants are expected to be $17 billion, Drake said. Many customers are upset that a private company with a monopoly on services is charging them for the costs of capital projects in the future. Aubrey Perry is the president and co-founder of FloodTheLines.com, along with his wife Deb. He says the website allows everyday people to create their own advocacy campaigns and get others involved in causes. One of those campaigns is Say No to Progress Energy's Rate Hike Request, Perry said.
The person that created the cause believes that that's too high and that rate increase should not be granted. So she's created a campaign to call the I believe it's the commissioner and ask him to reject the rate increase.
The campaign on the website calls Progress Energy's request for a rate hike excessive and unreasonable. Perry said that people who signed up are asked to call the PSC and then fill out a survey to see if they got through. A household currently paying $110 a month for 1,000 kilowatt hours of energy would pay nearly $145 in January if the PSC approves Progress Energy's request when they meet during the first week of November. Perry said that his own energy bills are much higher.
Right now, we're paying about $400 a month. Our home is about 3,000 square feet. And, you know, the rates have gone up drastically, and we even have the load balancing. We know it's affecting us, and it's got to be affecting others in the same way. With the prices of everything going up, you know, anywhere that we can try to keep the cost down will help everyone.
Another website critical of Progress Energy's request for a rate hike is fireprogressenergy.com. Progress Energy's C.J. Drake said that it's inevitable. People don't want their rates increased, but he doesn't begrudge people who are using the internet to protest the proposed rate hike.
We live in America, and everyone is entitled to his or her opinion. We want our customers to know that there's never a good time to raise the price customers pay for electricity. And it's especially difficult when many are struggling to make ends meet now during these economic times.
Drake said that Progress Energy offers free home energy checks and other ways for customers to reduce their electric bills by increasing efficiency. Links to the websites mentioned in this report can be found on our news archive at WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.